USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United Nations says it has obtained satellite information of a mass grave in a Ukrainian city. A UN official saying the estimated number of bodies in the grave in Mariupol is about 200. That same official said the death rate in the city has increased due to lack of food, electricity, and water. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said on Friday the United States should have moved faster toward renewable energy sources and that if we had done so, the country would be in a better position to address climate change and national security. Yellen also dismisses high gas prices, saying they have been higher.
They're not as high in real terms as they were earlier in this century. It's conceivable that they could move higher.
USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
A key Democrat is supporting Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court.
As more and more Republican senators cannot get behind Judge Jackson's Supreme Court nomination, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, said Friday that he will vote in support of confirming Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Because Republicans don't have the numbers, Manchin's support essentially guarantees Jackson's lifetime confirmation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man is facing battery charges for punching a Southwest Airlines employee. Police say Courtney Drummond was taken off a plane at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport because of his aggressive behavior. He then allegedly threatened a gate attendant before hitting the employee. A mixed bag on Wall Street to end the week. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 153 points to close at 34,861. The S&P adding 23 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ lost 22. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A steady stream of refugees continue to make their way into Poland.
Refugees from the Ukraine war are arriving in Poland by the tens of thousands and are traveling to Warsaw. While the Polish capital has welcomed all refugees, the mayor says the city is at its limit and needs drastic help. Warsaw has taken in more refugees than any city in the world, bumping its own population up by 20% since the start of the Russian invasion 30 days ago.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. A 14-year-old boy died after falling off a 400-foot Icon amusement park ride near a busy street in Orlando. Orange County, Florida Sheriff John Mina explains what his department has determined so far.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office role in this incident is to determine whether or not this is an accident. And based on all of our preliminary investigation and information, it appears to be a terrible tragedy.
James Bond is coming to Amazon Prime. The streaming service greenlit a TV series called 007's Road to a Million, a reality series with a Bond-style twist. Britain's 72-year-old films will produce an 8-part series with James Bond producers. According to Variety, it has been in the works for about 4 years and closed in on an $8 billion deal with MGM last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.